This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. While I'm in Washington for the National Agriculture Day, Steve Alexander has today's report coming up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Oler King uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Oh, here's a story for our traveling buddy, and for you too if you travel by air as much as he does. Your best chance of avoiding catching a cold or the flu on a plane is to get a window seat and don't get up until the flight is over. A new study, paid for by Boeing and published by the National Academy of Sciences, concluded that people on the aisles get up the most, and they tend to be most likely to be near a person spewing infectious flu or cold viruses. Yuck. Well, it should be a little less windy today in Illinois because it is Election Day, primary Election Day for the land of Lincoln, which means those nasty campaign ads have finally come to an end. For now, I'm sure they'll crank it up again as we get closer to the general election in November, but a nice respite for the time being. Other Midwest states will have primaries scattered throughout the spring and the summer. Speaking of blowing in the wind, a wind power company that wants to put up about 75 wind turbines in northern Indiana is getting a lot of pushback from hundreds of local residents. They recently packed hearings in Miami County and demanded restrictions on the turbines' construction and operation. Supporters say those restrictions would likely doom the project, which is exactly what the opponents want. Well, there is a sign of spring. The ice is breaking up on the upper Great Lakes. Six vessels are expected to kick off the start of the 2018 commercial shipping season. It'll happen this week in the twin ports of Duluth, Minnesota, and Superior, Wisconsin. A tug and five ore freighters are scheduled to shove off. Here is more proof that you always have to be watching out for somebody who's trying to scam you. In Davenport, Iowa, an 80-year-old woman opened her front door to a man who claimed he was checking water meters, said he worked for the water company. She let him in, took him down to the basement to show him her meter. The next day, she realized money and valuables worth $20,000 were missing, including her wedding ring. Police say a 19-year-old Indiana man took a cab to and from a bank robbery, and he paid his driver with some of the stolen cash. He was arrested about an hour later. This happened in Evansville. Well, here's one we can put in the Red Faces file. Firefighters had to rescue a paratrooper who got stuck in a tree. It happened late at night, around 11 o'clock in central Indiana near Camp Atterbury, where the paratrooper was taking part in a training exercise. But as he came down, he didn't get all the way down. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.